You're listening to Weekend Edition Saturday on WNYC. Good morning. I'm Eddie Robinson. We're continuing to bring you updates on the aftermath of the massive winter snowstorm right here on WNYC. We have with us WNYC's Yasmeen Khan. She's on the line. Yasmeen, you were out in Prospect Park early this morning. What did you see out there?
Good morning. Yeah, well, you know, lots of people are out and about in Prospect Park on Saturday mornings, and today was definitely no different. People were out jogging. They were out with their kids and their dogs. The dogs having as much fun in the snow as the kids, I think. So people, you know, I talked to some folks that were out early on purpose trying to enjoy the peace and quiet a little bit and the untouched snow before it got spoiled later.
Now, are they saying any reports as far as how much snow that they've spotted in terms of that area of Prospect Park?
There haven't been. I mean, they, you know, we have several inches here, and I know it's much worse in other areas. So this, you know, weather brings people together, and in this case, it's in a good way. People are enjoying it, having fun. This is a neighborhood that is also not as storm weary as other parts of the city. This area was pretty safe during the hurricane. So people are excited to be out and about and enjoying their day.
WNYC's Yasmeen Khan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yasmeen reporting there from Prospect Park in Brooklyn. We also have with us on the line Charles Lane of WSHU. He's traveling on Long Island. Charles, tell us what you're seeing out there.
Right now I'm on the Long Island Expressway at exit 56. For the most part, it's which is in Hauppauge, about 50 miles east of New York City. For the most part, the road, at least the highway, has been pretty good. It was almost complete blacktop in Queens, and then went down to one lane in Nassau. So I think it's another story. It's hit or miss. Right now, state workers have a bunch of us stopped here. They basically shut down this portion of the LIE for to have front end loaders clear out a bunch of cars. What you see is just dozens and dozens of cars and a lot of trucks that got stopped in the snow in the storm last night and couldn't get out. A lot of them, I in fact just talked to one driver who spent all night in his truck because he wasn't able to leave it. He wasn't able to get it towed. And he sent me to shovel out, and it is just an awesome task to shovel all of this snow.
WNYC, thank you so much, Charles, for giving us that report. That's Charles Lane of WSHU reporting from Long Island. Stay tuned to WNYC for continuous updates throughout the day as we bring you the aftermath of the winter snowstorm right here on WNYC.